I'm so bored of my job. EastEnders is so boring. Daddy, I'm bored. We all hate being bored. And this survey, done by a parcel company, which is a bit ironic, lists the worst offenders, the people, the places, the TV programmes and the situations that make us want to do almost anything else. But maybe some things we assume are boring are not that boring. So I've got the list here. Let's see what we can do. Top of this list, party political broadcasts. Now, I'm not sure about this. I can see why people think they're boring, but actually, they're quite exciting, aren't they? In the run-up to election, you got all the razzmatazz. You got some of them that are made creative. Think of the Green Party boy band political broadcast, the outrageous promises, and the celebrities as well.
Don't switch off yet, you see, because I think in the end, it's simple. It boils down to a choice between a Labour government or a Conservative one.
That's Martin Freeman. And no one can be bored by Martin Freeman. It's like the law. Okay, so what else have we got on this list? Being kept on hold. Well, you see, I happen to quite like Greensleeves. I know it's not the most thrilling piece of music in the world ever. Maybe this version is, though. Okay, so shopping channels also makes the list of the most boring things.
Think your body can look like this 60 days from now? You need to be committed.
You see, where else am I going to buy 6 fitness DVDs for 3 easy payments of $99 and satisfaction guaranteed, eh? I'm sad to see cricket on this list the week after the Headingley Test match. I think if you find cricket boring, it's because you've forgotten to listen to Test Match Special on BBC Radio 5 Live Sports Extra.
Lawrence, always entertaining, barely for 30, 35. 35 minutes, hit a 4 over the wicketkeepers. Beggars, for goodness sake, stop it.
You see, cricket will never be the same. So, what else is on this list? Let's have a look down here. We've got Coldplay. Coldplay on this list. I think, though, if you think Coldplay are boring, you've probably never really listened to Coldplay. And in the vein of being shown holiday photographs of a holiday that, well, wasn't your holiday, people telling you about their dreams is apparently incredibly boring. So let's try it. I had a dream. Annika Rice was there. She was holding a carrot, but it wasn't actually really a carrot. She did, though, have to post it through my letterbox. That was proving tricky because I didn't have a door because I was at work, and I was at work in my underpants. Oh, sorry. Just remembered that wasn't actually a dream. That was last Tuesday. Sorry.